And welcome to Community Kitchen. I thought this afternoon we'd just have a look at just dressing some of those really simple things like a lettuce leaf or maybe some veggies or a drizzle over some steamed veggies. But sometimes just making something quick and easy really does elevate, and just thinking about different things to serve for your family dinner. A quick balsamic mayonnaise. It's just so easy to make and so very beautiful that you can use it for so many things. Great over warm potatoes, maybe some capers and parsley in there, or even to do a dressing of salad leaves. And sometimes we can make salads a little bit too much. But one egg yolk, a tablespoon of balsamic vinegar, a half a cup of olive oil, and two anchovy fillets. So basically all you're doing is whisking the egg yolk in a bowl with the balsamic vinegar, add the oil and whisking consistently to a thick mayo, add the anchovy fillets. Now, if you were to put this in a bowl and mix that in, you can put some different grated parmesan in there. You can add some other goodies. But the basis of it is it's quick, it's delicious, and it can really add a different flavour to many things. Of course, the good old basics dressing where you're using a little bit of Dijon, your whether it be a balsamic or a plain vinegar, and olive oil, a bit of salt and pepper. Sometimes people put a little bit of honey in there. And interesting, I follow this particular guy who's a chef for a restaurant, and he was saying that they do the basic dressing, which is always a Dijon, some good vinegar, some good olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and then just adding to it like that beautiful green goddess that you have tasted over that fantastic salad. It's just such a good blend of beautiful fresh herbs, and every little flavour seems to enhance and just lift that flavour. Now, a tahini dressing, nothing's nicer than even some roasted off carrots or grated carrots into a salad, and you're using a clove of garlic, about 2 tablespoons of tahini. You can put some orange juice with that. You can put some olive oil with that. A little bit of cayenne pepper, but just lifting that to a different flavour just really adds to it. And I love those sauces that just do that. A lot of the times we can get a little bit too complicated. I know that some of the Asian dressings are just so beautiful. It might just be 3 ingredients of some fish sauce, some nice lime juice, a little bit of chili, a little bit of garlic, and just the flavour is just such a really good enhancer. And I know one that I like a lot too is when I use some olive oil, some rice wine vinegar, which just changes that, a little bit of brown sugar, some lime juice, and a little bit of rind if you want, some red chilies, some mint leaves, and some really fine red chopped onion. Just takes that dressing into a new category, which I think is something that we're all looking for, is just that a little bit better, maybe something a little bit different that really does lift it. And of course, once you've got that basic, even if you're using a mayonnaise and you're using your 3 egg yolks, a couple of tablespoons of lemon juice, about 1.5 cups of olive oil, salt and pepper, put your egg yolks in a bowl, whisk together, add your lemon juice and seasoning, slowly add the olive oil until it's nice and thick. This will keep for a good week. But you can turn that into a cocktail sauce, which is fantastic, whether it be with some prawns or even with a different salad items that you can toss through. But a couple of tablespoons of tomato sauce in there, some Tabasco sauce, some horseradish cream, and a cup of that mayonnaise. The harissa mayonnaise goes so beautiful. If you're doing that with, say, grated carrots, with some roasted sesame seeds, maybe some slither of almonds in there, and all you're doing is adding a couple of tablespoons harissa paste, which is a good combination of chilies, into the mayonnaise, and, of course, a good old aioli. Just roast that whole bulb of garlic. And one, it's really creamy. I mean, I often do a few of those because they're so delicious. You just peel them and crush it. beautiful with the mayonnaise. The tartare sauce, of course, some capers, cornichons, some anchovies, some parsley. A little bit of lemon rind goes really well in that. And what it does is it really adds another flavour. And tartare sauce, if you're doing some beautiful crumb fish, absolutely delicious. And if I'm in a bit of a lazy mood and I'm not going to egg yolk and crumb, I'll actually just sometimes brush the fish off with a little bit of the Kewpie mayo and then press that into the panko crumbs. So it's really, really crusty, like press it in hard, chill it down while you're getting your oil cooked or heated, sorry, and just cooking that fish through and then serving that with some nice homemade tartare sauce. Absolutely beautiful. And of course, who can not love a Caesar salad? And I think it's been one of those things that if you've had the opportunity to have a fantastic Caesar salad, it is just such simplicity, but the tastes are beautiful with the anchovies, of course, the vinegars, the lemon juice, a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, some Dijon mustard, and you get all the umamis of everything, I feel, in that Caesar dressing. Absolutely beautiful. And when we come back, just going to talk about a few really simple little things just to take that basic recipe into that next little level, just by putting those little hit additives, ingredients that take it to another dimension. And of course, it's Melbourne Cup Day and you're with Annette on 101.5. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking taste testers, something that just takes that food that little bit different. I love the fact that something as simple as just grating some beautiful beetroot, you don't have to cook it, just have it raw. Absolutely delicious. But then you start adding the flavour to us. And of course, if you're used to enjoying your Indian food, a raita, of course, being with your Greek-style yogurt, some Lebanese cucumber, tablespoon of mint and a clove of garlic finely chopped, you place that on the side of a dish. Absolutely beautiful. But if you add that to something like the grated beetroot, toast off some fantastically nice walnuts and maybe even some little slices of orange, just takes that basic little salad of one beetroot, one orange, a couple of walnuts and that little bit of yogurt with some mint and the grated cucumber. Absolutely beautiful. And speaking of which, we mentioned before using the tahini. Something as so simple as just even sliced cucumbers with some toasted sesame seeds and a tahini dressing. And once again, mint plays a big part, but if you use about a quarter of a cup of tahini, a quarter of a cup of water, remembering when you mix tahini, it starts to get very thick, about a quarter of a cup of lemon juice, some garlic, some sea salt and some pepper, and just pour that over the cucumber salad, lifts that to just another level. And these are really good things to have in your cupboard for lunch. I know the old grated carrot salad with lots and lots of orange juice, and you can start adding to that. And once again, sesame seeds are really delicious in it. And chopping up with some parsley and herbs, and they'll just take that very, very simple little carrot into a next level, whereby you can add maybe some shredded chicken in there or some shredded cucumber or whatever little protein you'd like to have. But with summer coming with such heat, it's such a good time to actually refresh that lunchbox and start to think a little bit differently. Watermelon, of course, is so refreshing and it makes a beautiful salad with the mint leaves and feta and just a little bit of a balsamic dressing. The sweet and the sour of that balsamic just takes that to a new level. And even just using something that's very simple, we talked about the Caesar, but even using something as simple as a nice rice noodle where you're adding lots of different fresh herbs and doing a really, really fantastic Asian dressing. One of the ones that I've used for a long time, which is really good, and we used to call it years ago when I used to be in the restaurant industry, we used to do this fantastic prawn dish and we'd do a firecracker dressing and a couple of red chilies, a clove of garlic, a cup of white vinegar, half a cup of olive oil, a half a cup of lemon juice, half a cup of caster sugar and a half a cup of sweet chili. And what it did, it gave you this really clean but refreshing. And that over some really nice rice noodles, lots and lots of mint, lots of coriander, you can do your carrot, even snow peas chopped up. But when I say lots of herbs, put lots of herbs. Be very generous with how many fresh herbs you put in these salads because they really do lift it. Some beans cut really finely, cucumber, they all really add to the flavour and just make something a little bit more delicious. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those nicer dressings where you're using a leftover, but just putting those dressings on just to lift that little bit further. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And you're with Annette on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM. Always talking about food here on Community Kitchen. What a great thing it is. It brings people together and it just makes eating a whole lot better when you throw a few flavours in there. Thinking of some simple things like that, even a purple onion chopped up really finely, add some dill in there, put some capers in there, put some delicious little bits and pieces in there, a little bit of sour cream, have that with some salmon, even if you have to use a tin salmon. It's so nice to take that simple little piece of bread or toast or cracker into a next level. And I think sometimes we underestimate just how flavoursome things could be. I actually cooked off some garlic just recently and just a little bit of oil. I just sort of confit it, if for want of a better word. It wasn't traditional, of course, but I just put some olive oil in the pan and just let that garlic simmer in there for just to the heat for quite a long time and took it out and mashed it. And that actually spread on some toasted sourdough was that little bit more, but it was absolutely delicious and just a beautiful fresh slice of tomato straight from the garden. Absolutely delicious. You don't have to have a lot of ingredients just to really bring that flavour. Something as simple as a couple of apples, radish, some dill, some chives, some parsley, and just a little bit of olive oil and vinegar over that. We'll just take that simple little combination into refreshing. You can sit it on top of some sour cream if you want. You can have that as a little blini. You can put the onion I talked about just before chopped up with a little bit of sour cream with a bit of salmon on there. Just takes that little sandwich to the next level. Roast beef, you've got that little bit of roast beef that you want to have a nice sandwich. Rather than just having it on the sandwich, you can make that little salsa we talked about before with the onions, the capers, some pepper, and grate some goodies in there if you just want to get that extra. But thinking of the difference in the, say, for example, having some pickled onions in there to combine with the fresh just really does give that different combination and it really does make the taste a whole lot better. I watched someone the other day talking about the fact that they shred really, really, really fine cabbage and then they grate some apple with that, grate some carrot in that, and you start to get that good combination. If you've got some yogurt and mayonnaise, you can mix that together and then start to put your herbs in there. So you're actually making a coleslaw, but that little bit different. And I think we've shared before that you don't always have to have the creamy coleslaws. You can do it with orange juice and olive oil. You can change your herbs around, do different combinations. But these are all things that just add to making a little tastier lunch or a tastier sandwich or a tastier bowl that you put on your family table. And I know one of the things that I love watching the Asian cooking and I follow a few different people on social media and I'm sure we're going to have ChatGPT come into this one day and teach us a whole lot of other combinations. But I love the fact that some of the mixtures that they have are so simple, but it's just the fact, say, for example, the ginger and spring onion sauce, a cup of fresh ginger, roughly chopped, 2 cups of spring onions, roughly chopped, two cloves of garlic, a tablespoon of Chinese rice wine, some salt, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of sesame oil. And all you're basically doing is you're going to get some peanut oil or macadamia oil and get that really, really, really hot in a saucepan and just smoking, like, and just pour that over that mixture of the ginger and spring onion. Absolutely delicious if you put that over, for example, some charred chicken breast that you've just done on the barbecue, or fish. But you can also change it around, and if you want to, put in some lemongrass there, put some turmeric in there, and these just make the whole combination a little bit more interesting, so that they also become, if you're doing it with, say, chicken, for example, or tofu, that can also be part of your protein that you add to some of those wonderful rice noodles or grated cabbage or lettuce dishes that you want to take for lunch. Because I think having that those good combinations really does make a difference. So enjoy the heat and enjoy your cooking. And I think that in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start to look at some really good combinations for the lunchbox, some nice little combinations for you to use in the family, on the family table, and also start to enjoy the fantastic produce that we have around summertime in Queensland. We've got the mangoes coming. We have some delicious fruits and veggies ready for the taking. Thanks for joining me on Community Kitchen.